This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. Ours is free, freetalklive.com. We'll get started with your phone calls as soon as you make them. Otherwise, to start things out, we'll bring up something that might be of interest to you. Apparently, Mark, somewhere in America, there's a place that's considering banning declawing cats.
Well, actually, there are places that have in basically California. This is an article from
In California, there are already places.
That's correct. And there are the Berkeley City Council just voted unanimously yesterday to ban the declawing of cats within its city limits. This article.
Well, Berkeley just got around to it, huh? You think they they'd be on the leading edge though?
Yeah, that was actually November the 11th was yesterday because I held the article a couple of days. But it's not really pressing news for the rest of us in America, but it's just. You know, maybe
what is the pressing news? I don't even.
Well, I don't know. Maybe this article will fly. Maybe it'll flop with our Saturday night listeners. But I think that people have opinions on this particular issue. Apparently,
I certainly do.
Councilman Regun, whatever that is, called declawing a horrific procedure that only benefits the owner of the cat. Who would you want to benefit? He co-authored the bill with Councilwoman Susan Wingraff. Susan Wingraff. Regan added that in passing the law, the city of Berkeley stays true to its history of being humane to all of its creatures. Apparently they're representing the cats now there. At least six California cities have now passed such a ban. West Hollywood was the first, followed by Beverly Hills, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Santa Monica, now Berkeley. And it's not a simple nail trim. It's a complex and painful procedure. You remove the bone at the end of the paw.
Painful.
And it's only for the benefit of the owner.
They have kitty dope,
you know. Well, I mean, you know, I think we've all been operated. Well, a lot of people have been operated on, and they understand that, how that works. And that's what they do to the animals. So painful. Perhaps afterwards, I mean, certainly the kitties seem to walk gingerly after they've been declawed.
Right.
I've seen declawed animals.
And my kitty, when both of my kitties have been had their claws removed. And with front claws, not the back claws. But they come home with a pain patch. So you can have, maybe it's optional, but we certainly ordered it, because it seems like the right thing to do, right? I mean, you just went through an operation, you'd want to be on a pain patch yourself, most likely. So they're stumbling around a little bit, but it's because they're doped up. And they got better really fast, too. They healed up, right up.
Yep. I've heard that all kinds of things about phantom claws like they're painful afterwards, things like that. But you know, I don't know. I wonder whether there's certainly an amount of anthropomorphization going on here. People putting themselves in the circumstance of the cat, which I think it's good and everything. But at the same time, there's. Let's be realistic. Half of America is walking around, just a good portion of America is walking around that's had parts removed from them, and you don't see these towns outlawing male circumcision, do you?
Well, no.
I mean, it's...
Although I think that's a bad idea.
No, I'm not for that. I think that a person should be able to make their decisions, but I just, my cat I happened to get, and he was declawed.
Okay.
So he was a year old when I got him. I didn't declaw him, but...
Does he seem to be in pain? In his claws.
No, he seems to be mean, but he doesn't seem to be in pain, no.
Well, you know that Mr. Ravage, who is the official studio cat here, he's not mean to any of our guests. So, I mean, it hasn't changed his demeanor or anything like that. And he's fine. I mean, like any cat, sometimes he reaches up and acts like he's going to claw on something.
Sure,
and I always laugh at him when he does. Because
it's really nice to have furniture that isn't torn apart. And it's difficult to keep a cat from doing that. I'm sure there's somebody out there in America listening to the sound of my voice right now that has managed to get their clawed cat to not, rip up the furniture. And I know that they have little claw booty things that you can put on every few weeks or whatever and keep the cats from their claws from getting longer. I certainly, when I had a cat that had claws, I would trim the claws so they weren't like needle sharp at the end. But
sure,
I don't know. I mean, I guess the question is it humane? Is it not humane? Should it be illegal? Should it not be illegal?
Well, that's a good question. Is it humane? 800-259-9231, and how do you feel about declawing cats? Should it be made illegal? I would say absolutely not. I mean, even if you think it should not be happening, I think that you should be persuading people to your viewpoint.
Yep.
And I'm not unpersuadable, but I think my position is pretty firm, and that is that when there's an animal living in my home, I am bringing that animal in because I'm interested in taking care of the animal, but at the same time, it's like any other agreement. Hey, I understand they can't necessarily consent to the deal, but look, if you're going to be in my home, you're going to not tear up my stuff. That's just part of the deal. I will feed you, and you know, some of the litter box will be cleaned out, and you'll have a nice place to live, but no, you don't get to tear up my speaker cabinets and my soundproofing in the studio or whatever other furniture might happen to be around. No.
Veterinarians have weighed in on both sides of this, and I, as you can imagine, somewhere in California, they did find veterinarians that were against declawing cats. there's one of them says that he's been put in a situation where basically the choice was between declawing and euthanizing the cat. So if you're against declawing cats, I want you to take into consideration that some people will not take a cat in if they can't declaw him. So
that would be me. I don't want to.
And then the cat will be stray, and then they'll pick up the cat up and put him to sleep. So the question really is, do you think a cat should live, declawed, or be euthanized? That's really in the long and the short of it. I mean, I know people are, but this is the unintended consequences of laws. When you put people in these circumstances. You know, we just got some new furniture. I just moved into a new house, and we have some new furniture. I can't say it's the nicest furniture in the world. It's not Ethan Allen or anything like that, Norwalk. But it's, you know, it's what's in our house, and I don't want it tore up. So I'm not going to get a new cat with claws.
And the other thing that this does, these kinds of laws, is it opens up a pan. So even if you agree with preventing people by law from declawing cats, it opens up a Pandora's box. Because what is and what is not appropriate as far as behavior with handling animals? If it's inappropriate to declaw a cat, is it also inappropriate to, as I do with my cat, train them by withholding food from them until they do tricks for me? I have my cats play tricks in order to get food, and I could see how somebody who was like really rabid about so-called animal rights would look at that and say, well, that's mean. You shouldn't be doing that to your cats.
That cat does not look like he's ever missed a meal, by the way. Ravaged.
He can afford to miss a meal,
yeah.
Actually. He's a little tubby.
I have never bothered trying to train my cat, Senior Grouchy Pants, to do anything just because he doesn't have the temperament for that kind of thing, and I don't have it either, quite frankly. But another thing you have to ask, what about docking the tails of dogs and cropping ears?
Yeah, people do that.
You know, all these things.
Clipping wings on birds?
Right.
How about that?
I think that's feathers. I don't. I mean, they can't use it. They will grow back.
I'm not sure what they clip. They clip something to where they've been modified.
Things grow back. Haircuts on children. I mean, if you want to take it really crazy.
I want to go to your phone calls, find out how you feel about, I guess, modifying animals in general, I suppose, is kind of the discussion here. Physically modifying not just hairstyles, but actually removing things, that sort of thing. Your thoughts on that at 800-259-9231, or bring up anything. Tara is on the line, ladies first, listening to WFLA FM in Tallahassee. Hello, Tara. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just listening to the conversation, and I guess kind of straddling the fence on it because they're valid points on both sides, but it does seem a little selfish on the human side, you know, to declaw the cat. It's sort of like the guy who picked up the frozen snake and nursed him back to health, and then he bit him and he said, you know, why'd you bite me? And he said, well, you knew I was a snake when you picked me up, you know. I mean, by their nature, they claw things, and we're, you know, by bringing them in the house, we keep, you know, I mean, I can understand not wanting the cat to claw your furniture. That's a reasonable, you know, request, but at the same time, it's a cat. You know, I mean, that's part of his nature to do those things, so we're kind of like...
Well, it's my nature to have a nice, clean home and not have a bunch of stuff everywhere.
I've taught my dog not to pee on the floor, and I have, and I admittedly have used force in teaching her that. You know, was that sort of against her nature?
That's what I'm saying. I'm kind of starting to think. I don't think it's against the nature. I mean, just like you were saying about training the cat with the treat. I mean,
the cat has a home in which it's being loved and taken care of. If it had claws, then it wouldn't have this home. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
If you had a chance to get an answer to the most important question in your life, would you take it? Maybe you're wondering if you'll find new love or if money is in your future. Everyone has questions, and the amazing psychics at AskNow.com have the ability to provide answers.
No one's ever given me such clear guidance on my love life. Their advice taught me so much about myself.
When you need expert advice about love, money, your career, and life's most difficult issues, consult with the gifted advisors at AskNow.com. As a new customer, you'll receive the first 5 minutes absolutely free. Call 1-800-712-2-ASK.
I needed to know if my boyfriend was really telling me the truth.
You were right on the money with everything.
We only find answers when we ask. So ask now. Call 1-800-712-2-ASK. That's 1-800-712-2-ASK.
For entertainment only, must be over 18. Credit card required for free.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change Tea know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change Tea makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and you will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You also can join us on our website. We've got live streams, the broadband version of the show, dial-up version, even a webcam, and the brand-new Free Talk Live listen lines all available for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Again, that is listen.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's right here in New Hampshire. You can learn more at freestateproject.org. Get together with hundreds and soon thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people getting active to achieve more freedom in their lives. In fact, I just got back from having dinner with somebody who's brand new in the area. So even though things are starting to get cold up here in New Hampshire, we still have brand new people coming in here and making the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org. So we're talking about the question of out in California. Apparently there are a handful of cities, and now Berkeley is joining them, that have banned the act of declawing a cat. And I have to say that I find this pretty offensive, that is the banning of this activity, because I have cats that are declawed, and life is good for the cats, and life is good for me when they don't have claws, because if they had claws, there'd be all kinds of stuff that's torn up around here, and I just don't like the idea of having to either have it look trashy or spend money constantly to replace the various different things that the cat would inevitably damage. With claws.
While I don't think that there should be, honestly, it's a fine of $1,000 or up to 6 months in jail. So while I don't think that someone...
Who's going to feed the cat then, I'd like to know.
Right. Well, I don't think somebody should be imprisoned for doing this activity. You know, I do kind of wonder, Ian, would you live in the lap of luxury as long as you had your fingers removed?
Live in the lap of luxury?
Would you make that trade? Somebody says, I'll take care of you for the rest of your life. It'll be great. It'll be the best situation. You'll love it. You'll have string to play with and dry, crunchy crap food to eat.
That's not really what I want to do with my life, so I'm not going to answer that in a positive manner.
So one really has to ask the question, is that what the cat wants to do with its life?
There is no way we'll know what the cat wants to do
with its life. So we just chop their little fingers off
and let them figure it out. It's not his fingers. He still has his fingers. It's his claws that have been removed.
What good are his fingers?
He still
has
them.
Claws on them.
Well,
it's not like he wears jewelry or anything. He can't put rings on them.
Well, it's not like
his fingers really are for one thing, grasping and holding food.
He can still hold on to things.
Right, with his nubs.
He doesn't have nubs. The nails have been removed. The fingers have
not
been removed.
No, no, no. This is tantamount to cutting your finger off where your nail starts. It is bone that's removed in this operation.
I gotcha. I see where you're coming from there, Mark. I'm only
looking at it not from a legal standpoint, but from sort of a moral standpoint. I've always questioned this.
The cat has had the opportunity to leave, and he has not left.
Understood. They don't make decisions exactly the same way. However, if the cat likely was given the decision, probably he would have said, "Yeah, I'll keep the claws. You can keep feeding me and keep cleaning my litter box."
Well, okay. I thought the deal was he either gets the claws removed and gets to stay, or doesn't come here at all.
Sure.
Because that's the deal.
He doesn't make decisions quite the same way that you do.
Right.
Doesn't have the whole picture.
Let's go to your phone calls, because I don't know. But I just want to find out what you have to say, not Mark. Let's go to Sally, listening in New Jersey somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sally.
Oh, hi there.
Hey,
thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
You guys are very entertaining, but... And I have cats, and have also lived in California, but I am a conservative. And I don't think that everybody who is not in favor of cat declawing is necessarily some sort of lunatic. There is the middle ground of, you know, clipping your cat's nails, which I don't hear you mention at all that was an option for you. Maybe you're too busy to do that.
I didn't call you a lunatic. I think it's insane to want to put somebody in a jail cell.
Not me, lunatic, but, well...
Right. I think that it's fine if you're against it. You can have your cats however you want to have them. It's just that these people in Berkeley and the other cities in California want to put somebody in a jail cell if they declaw their cats.
So they go to a veterinarian in another place. I mean, people are doing this in Toronto, in Ontario province in Canada. The veterinarians are getting together as well and declaring this inhumane. I mean, this is not just a California phenomenon, that declawing and taking off part of a cat's bone in their claws is becoming inhumane. I mean, it's not just a weird
California
thing.
Well, wait a minute. Point
of
information here. Just because there are some veterinarians out there who consider it inhumane doesn't mean that every veterinarian considers it. Mark, you said you've got in the story there they have veterinarians on both sides.
The California Veterinary Medical Association has come out against the declawing ban.
So the association is against the ban.
That's correct.
I see. There's clearly two sides to this coin as far as the veterinarians' perspectives on this. So there's no consensus here.
Did you ever consider clipping your cat's nails, though? I mean, I know some people, it's hard.
Sure, we clip his back nails. He's got full claws on his back nails.
What,
huh?
I just don't understand. I don't understand the original impulse with people to want to declaw because it does take off the bone. I mean, I just clip my cat's nails. I give them adequate things to claw on, and they don't claw my furniture.
Here's another point. Can I answer that? Here's another point. I don't like the claws when they dig into me. And that's another thing. When, the cat, if you're playing with a cat, I'm able to have more fun with the cat because I'm not concerned about bleeding, having my blood be let out of my arms when he grabs me or whatever it is that he's doing. So it allows us to have a little bit more playtime as well.
Well, my boyfriend used to roughhouse with his cat like you would a dog. And maybe maybe that's the thing. I mean, I really, cats are a lot littler than us, certainly than a dog. I mean, you can roughhouse with a dog a lot better. A cat is just, not the kind of creature you play with the same way.
It depends on the cat.
You're probably playing with them the wrong way.
Sally, I did mention clipping a cat's nails. This is Mark here. My cat came to me declawed. I did not declaw him. The clipping of nails in the first segment. I want to make that clear.
I missed it. I just got on the... Yeah.
Understood. Now, my question is, what about the docking of tails on dogs?
I wonder about that. You think that's anthropomorphization, or however you pronounce the word, if people think that, that it's wrong?
Is it wrong to dock a dog's tail?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't either.
Now, why would someone dock a dog's tail? Because they don't like getting whacked with it while it's near them?
For shows, it's become breed standard.
People do it for a breed, right? Yeah.
Right. For a breed, for aesthetic.
Looks?
Yeah, it's just for looks.
For clipping animals' ears.
Correct. Sure. Now, at least with an animal's ears, there's no bone. If the issue is bone, then, ears, no bones. It's a breed standard. Like a Doberman, they come long-tailed and floppy-eared. And although, according to the AKC, you can show your dog that way, I'll tell you, you won't win.
Thanks, Sally, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I'm going to get somebody from the AKC calling, send an email.
I personally find the idea of clipping a dog's tail off pretty silly, but it's your dog. I mean, you can do whatever you want. And I certainly, if I were to disagree with it vehemently, if I were to say, oh my gosh, this is awful what you've done, then I would never advocate putting you in a jail cell because of it. I would never advocate extracting money from you.
Right. I'm not talking about putting anybody in jail cell. I'm just wondering where people come down.
You're not saying that, but that's what they're doing in California. They're talking about putting someone in jail for declawing their cat. 800-259-9231. You're welcome to share your feelings on this or anything that might happen to be on your mind. The toll-free number, once again, 800-259-9231.
Just to be clear, you can ransom yourself out of jail for $1,000 to get out at 6 months in jail.
It's still forced extraction of your wealth.
Sure.
And if you don't pay it, you go to a jail cell. It's Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition of the program. We're here live, taking your calls about whatever's on your mind. And if you want to comment on the cat declawing issue or just the general issue of modification, physical modification to animals out in California, they want to fine you or put you in a jail cell for declawing cats. And that's not all over California, but it is in a number of cities there. So 800-259-9231 is our number. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. And SACL CAI is brought to you by Jason Osborne. He's one of the principal folks behind SACL. He's also one of the people behind Manchester Brewing, the brewer of John Thomas Red, now available in a strap-on edition for hikers at manchesterbrewing.com. As we continue taking your phone calls here, let's go to Linda, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Linda.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to appeal on a couple of fronts. I was never a cat lover. I've had so many conversions. Didn't want them in my furniture. Always loved dogs. And that took a turn and adopted them. And declawing versus clipping, you know, became an issue. Didn't like, you know, I'm very particular. I mean, a shoes off in the house kind of person. So, mind you, that was very much an adjustment for Mrs. Neat Freak. So I want to come at this from the aspect of being very self-centered. And I don't know which, because this is the first time listening to you guys, the one that it's kind of like all about you. And then the cat's so lucky to have you. And you're right. I feel that way about my cat because I spoil them like crazy. But think of it from two points. The painfulness of pulling your nail out from the nail bed. The cat then has to walk, even if they're given medication for the surgery and after.
Yeah.
The thought of walking on those paws, but if, for God forbid, that cat were to ever get out, it has no way of defending.
Let me tell you, the cat's not going to get out when it's doped up. I mean, it's barely even, it just kind of sleeps a lot and walks around. I mean, maybe, have you ever done a declaw before?
No, I clip my cats every week, but what I'm saying is for permanent, if your cat were to ever get out in the future, the front paws are the way that the cat defends itself.
Sure, sure, I understand.
There's cats... no way that it could ever defend itself if there was something that happened and it just it ran
it's
out.
It's not an outside
out,
cat.
You know,
they,
as much
you
as
know,
your cat loves to be inside.
I understand where you're coming from. The cats don't try to run out. They're quite pleased with where they are, obviously. The one cat has managed to kind of mosey outside, and he just walks right back in. It's no big deal.
Well, that's good, but it is a very painful procedure.
Do you think someone should be put in a jail cell?
No, I don't think that. I think people's humanity should be appealed to. You know, you can't legislate goodness, kindness, mm-hmm. integrity, honor. You can't legislate those things. People need to realize that that's given to us by God as a person of faith, and that you can't legislate to death what
Linda,
people need to do and be.
I absolutely agree with you. I'm glad you're on board with me at least that far. But, I mean, you kind of suggested that when I was – use the term goodness. And are you suggesting that by declawing the cat that I have done evil to the cat?
No, I didn't think you've done evil to the cat. I just think maybe you had the subject of some unnecessary, you know, treatment.
So Linda,
I clip mine every week, and it's gotten to where, you know, my cat sits when I tell her to sit. You know, I mean, we just have a great relationship, and they don't claw everything up now. I've kind of trained them to not destroy things and provide them kitty claws and scratchers and...
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So it wasn't always that way, but I have trained them not with meanness, but with love, and it's worked out. So
well, Linda,
I worked a full-time job and been busy and all of that, so it's not like I've just been a stay-at-home person that's
totally
had all this
understood.
Time to
totally
do
totally understood.
So, Linda, I'm the other guy, and I've got the cat that came to me.
Your name's Mark.
And my name's Mark. And I do trim his back nails every once in a while just because they'll get so darn sharp, and the back ones, you know, he's a big cat, so he's got just big daggers back there. And I've never been able to get that process down to anything but a wrestling match between me and a 22-pound white-hot ball of feline fury. I've got to ask, so, you know, I understand what you're saying about the pain and all that other stuff, and I think that those are, you know, those are things to, these are things that I look at, too, but I guess I should ask, do you eat meat?
No, not any longer. I'm a dietitian by profession. I've had so many life transformations, and one of them being overweight teenager and changed my life. So I became a dietitian and have gradually progressed into being more of a vegetarian.
There you go. So when you say more of a vegetarian, are you saying that you eat chicken and fish?
No, I don't eat any anything that's dead.
Okay, interesting.
I consume some cheese occasionally, but for the most part, really vegan, fruits and nuts and, you know, seeds and bark and some grass. And
bark? What, the bark of what? Oh, you're kidding.
Kind of like a Yul Givens kind of person, herbs and teas and, you know, stuff like that.
I definitely understand where you're coming from. We've certainly had people call the show before that were from that perspective. I don't think anybody has actually been on the show as a vegan or a vegetarian. It's an interesting little world. How do you feel about people that eat meat? I mean, do you think they're all right, or they are doing something that's wrong in your book?
You know what? I really I don't judge people based on their behaviors as much as I really look at people and their character. You know, I mean, I had a lot of bad habits I needed to change, so I try and appeal to people because, you know, I'm 51 and people, oh my gosh, like you're like, I think I thought you were like 30 something. And I share with them in a loving way, you know, how things have changed in my life and how much better I feel, whether it's sharing my faith or sharing my lifestyle. I don't feel somebody is less than me because, you know, they may have a weight issue to deal with, or if they eat meat or anything else, mm-hmm. that doesn't make them less of a person. If a person is honest and has a good heart, and just because everything's not perfect in our life, we shouldn't look at people down in them in that way.
Well, I appreciate your perspective there. Thank you, Linda, for the call tonight, and thanks for sharing. 800-259-9231. Sounds like she's all in favor of persuading people to her side of or her point of view, but not discriminating necessarily against them if they disagree.
That's the best way to change people's minds.
Absolutely.
That's
right.
How you change hearts and minds.
Absolutely right. At 800-259-9231, let's go to Charlie in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Charlie. I'm glad I'm here.
I
what's on your
I've
mind?
I've been downloading the podcast. I really enjoy the program, guys.
All right.
I I'm interested in the free state program as well, but I wanted to put my two cents in on this cat decline.
By all means.
I think it's just crazy that they spend time legislating, you know, laws to protect animals when they can't even protect the people or you know, execute the laws of, you know, that they have on the books already concerning crime and other things.
You know, so, they like laws. I mean, if they've got more laws, then they can extract more money from you.
Well, I know, and that's the whole point that I'm against. But, I'm a dog lover, you know, and only recently with my recent girlfriend I've started enjoying the presence of cats in my life. And
yep, I'm the same way. I grew up with dogs and had a dog when I was younger in my adult years, and now I've got two cats in the house, and they're great. But I'm glad I can actually roughhouse with the male to some extent. We have a little, you know, we have a little bit of fun with one another, and he enjoys it. Otherwise, he'd go away. It's not like I'm trapping him there.
Oh, yes, he wants very much to sink his teeth into your flesh.
Yes, he does, and he would sink his claws into me, too, if he could. you know, we haven't shaved his teeth down or anything like that, so he can still bite me.
Well, luckily, our male cat, you know, he's pretty gentle. He claws me and bites, but he doesn't really go deep, you know.
Right. So, yeah, he doesn't go deep when he bites either, but with his claws, he wouldn't be able to help it. They would just, you know,
it depends on how sharp they are. Yeah. You know, your call makes me think of something in particular. I had, you know, in my late 20s, I always had a cat, and I'd get all kinds of ribbing from my friends for being that gay, that metro guy with a cat.
You were pretty metro.
I was at one point, absolutely. Now I've moved up here and I live in the country.
You're like a bumpkin now.
Having the cat, but I really think that a cat is a man's animal because it requires very little maintenance. You know, I would go out, I'd make sure his food bowl was clean and his litter box was clean. That, you know, once or twice a week I could take care of that, and maybe twice or three times. And, you know, it was very low maintenance. As opposed to a dog, you've got to let out all the time. They require much more maintenance. What do you think?
Well, I prefer a dog because, you know, they're more like the pure loyalists.
Dogs
need a little more attention, but
yep, they're definitely more interested in pleasing you. Dogs are easier to train. They are certainly a little bit more interested in you. But that said, I've managed to train my cat to do all kinds of fun things. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Dogs are for people who wish they had babies.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Do you like your credit card company? Well, I'll give you a reason not to. I got my tax refund and used it to finally pay off some of my debt rather than putting it into an emergency fund. I figured I could always use my credit card for unexpected expenses or even my property taxes. Less than 24 hours later, my credit card company reduced my credit line by exactly what I paid them. I had no more credit and no money left for emergencies. Banks have changed. If you're still struggling with or behind on credit cards and medical bills, you need to protect yourself and your family before you make a bad decision. Call us now to learn the truth about your debt options. Our Debt Help Expert Service will explain your options discreetly for absolutely free. The number is 1-800-677-7144. We work for you and not for a greedy bank. Call us now at 800-677-7144. Again, that's 800-677-7144.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes. A $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And take the StartPage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use StartPage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at StartPage.com. As we continue taking your phone calls, started out the show by talking about the issue of cat declawing. That's certainly probably not the most pressing issue in the United States at the moment, but it's going to be one that's divisive. People have some strong opinions on this, and I pretty strongly believe that you shouldn't be put in a jail cell. We haven't really had anybody call in to say, yeah, we need to lock people up that are declawing their cats. And I'm glad that no one has called in yet to say that, although those folks are out there.
Once you bring in the government into any situation, that's all the government's got. They're a guy that only has one card, and that card's the Ace of Spades. If you play that card, you either pay a fine or you go to jail. And I think what's interesting about this story from out of California is that the animal owners that I guess the fine, I don't know whether it's the veterinarians or the animal owners that get it. It doesn't really, it's not very clear on that. It says it's cat declawing will be a misdemeanor that is punishable by a $1,000 fine or 6 months in jail in Berkeley, California. And there's several other cities there that are doing the same thing. But does the cat get the $1,000?
No.
No. Berkeley, California has not been harmed, yet it gets this remuneration of some sort.
Remuneration.
Remuneration?
Yeah.
Excuse me. There's no word called remuneration?
There may be remuneration, but it sounds like it would have to do with numbers.
All right. Either way, it makes no sense that the town of Berkeley, the city of Berkeley, is getting $1,000 for every cat that has its fingertips cut off. So, I mean, that's just bizarre to me.
Let's go to your calls.
But we're used to that.
You can bring up whatever you want or comment on this. Anything goes. It is Free Talk Live. Ladies first, Linda listening to a different Linda. Linda in Florida listening to WFTL on the East Coast. Hello, Linda.
Well, hi, guys. How are you?
Super. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just think the whole thing is ridiculous.
Which part?
A fine or going to jail to have a cat declawed?
It is that. I completely agree with you. Absolutely ludicrous.
And the point about bobbing dogs' tails? they only do that when they're 2 or 3 days old. So most people that buy a dog, its tail's already bobbed.
It's true.
Yeah, I guess, do most people buy dogs? I certainly hope not. Whenever I get an animal, I go to the, you know, the Humane Society.
I think dogs get bought, cats get given away, generally, unless you're talking about a breed of a cat.
You think most people buy dogs?
A lot of people buy dogs. A lot of people get them from shelters.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, do these people think, I mean, you could get a little bit more ridiculous with every statement. Do they want to fine the cat owner when the cat gets out and kills one of our songbirds?
That's a good question. I mean, how far do you take this stuff? How far do the control freaks want to go?
Well, if your cat's liable to get out, you should have a little bell on it. That way the songbird gets let know that there is a killing machine just around the corner.
Maybe you want to go down, you know, we want to keep going down this world of ludicrousness with these, what they could come up with. I mean, if everybody's so concerned about how cats are treated in homes, then how about, you know, start fining people for using the wrong kind of dog or cat food? What about the, you know, maybe the city of Berkeley can pass a new law saying that they endorse a particular brand of cat food or a particular type of litter, for instance. Maybe that would be appropriate for them.
Well, I would hope the city of Berkeley would think about a few more pressing problems that we have in society. There are a lot of hungry children out there. There are a lot of children waiting to be adopted, and it's just silly.
I agree with you on that it's silly what they're involved with, but what scares me is when the government gets involved in anything. I would think we would have probably, it's going to be bad for the adopted children and bad for the hungry children if the government tries to get involved and help them.
True, but there already are programs that are out there dealing with things like that. There are either voluntary efforts by charities or they're some sort of government welfare program, and we can say what we want to about whether we agree with that or not, but it seems to me that I understand where you're coming from, and I think you're right, Linda, that it'd be nice if these government people would focus more on those sorts of things. But think about it. These are people who are elected with the mentality of, let's make laws, right? I mean, they call them at the state level, they call them legislators. And the intention is that they're going there to create new rules and new restrictions, not roll them back, not to set people free, not to focus on people that are actually in need of some sort of assistance, but to come up with new ways to control our lives. It seems like that's what they're trying to do.
This is true. Why, one more point.
Okay, sure.
I was raised in the Midwest on a farm. There are all kinds of cats. And unfortunately, being around the farm and being outside cats, they die on a regular basis. Yeah. And there's always more kittens.
Is that inhumane?
I would rather take one of those kittens and have it declawed and give it to a nice home. And let it have a nice long life.
Absolutely.
I think that's the very best point here, Linda. And I mentioned it in the first segment, and it bears mentioning again that essentially the people that want to see cats, you know, with their claws that not be declawed, those people need to stop and think that some people out there really don't want a cat that has claws. And I'm kind of that opinion.
I wouldn't have a cat that had claws.
Me neither. Thank you for the call, Linda. I appreciate it.
And so what they have to ask themselves is, you know, granted, you don't have to see this process because it goes on at the Humane Society, the SPCA, or whatever. I don't even know which one doesn't, which one puts cats down and which ones don't. But the cats are going to be put down if they don't get to homes, and
or die in the wild.
If the people that don't want cats with claws decide that they're, you know, they don't have a choice, then they're just not going to take cats. Some of them are not going to take cats. Some of them will say, "I can live with it. I'll put the little claw rubber things on, or I'll trim their nails,"
mm-hmm.
even though trimming their nails doesn't stop them from tearing up furniture. I can, you know, I mean, I did that with my cats back when they had claws, and they still go after the furniture.
Clipped nails doesn't stop them from, you know, tearing my arms up.
Yeah, so, you know, that's the thing you've really got to look at here in this particular instance, is if you make a law. Now, I'm not saying it's not a good idea to push your agenda, you know, talk to people about it. That's fine and everything. But when you make a law, then you have unintended consequences. And those unintended consequences will be dead cats.
What about people that let their cats, I mean, just to, again, down this road of more regulation and more control over how people handle their animals, a lot of people let their cats out of their homes and kind of have outdoor cats. You were one of those people, right, Mark?
Yep, senior. Senor, with no front claws, would beat the crap out of every cat in the neighborhood down there.
A lot of,
in Whitfield Country Club Estates down in Sarasota, Florida.
He's got a lot of mass behind him. I mean, that much is true. But some people might say that's inhumane. some people might say it's inhumane to let your cats out because they could die. They could be run over. They could be tortured. They could be
kidnapped.
Oh,
he was too fat to leave the yard. The other cats came to him.
But do you understand what I'm saying, Mark? Somebody could make the claim that letting a cat out into the wild where it could be torn up by a fisher cat or torn up by some other animal or run over or something like that would be inhumane and that everybody needs to keep their cats in their home. We need to fine people if they let their cats out.
It's inhumane to keep the cats in the home because they can't get out and do what they want.
Right. So where do you draw the line? And that's what I was saying
earlier
about...
Who decides what humane means?
Who decides and where do you draw the line? And when you start creating one law about what people can do with their animals, then it just paves the way for 20 laws about what people can and can't do with their animals. I mean, in some places, pit bulls are banned. There's no way. There's no right way to take care of a pit bull in, was it, Oklahoma or something
like that? There's several places
that... They're banned, even though pits can be some of the sweetest dogs. It just all depends on who the owner is and how they're taken care of. Let's go to Brandon listening to WTNY in Watertown, New York. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, the cat thing I think is kind of absurd. I think it's kind of funny.
Okay, your thoughts? Oh, okay. Well, brief thoughts.
Apparently he doesn't want to talk about cats.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was an accidental disconnect. 800-259-9231. If it was an accident, we'll certainly take you back. Let's go in the meantime to, I believe, Matt is on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. Just for one... I would not own a cat if it had claws.
Okay.
And if I was in Berkeley and you want to talk about cruel, I think maybe it's cruel to fix those animals.
Hmm.
Why are we neutering them? Why are we neutering the male cats? Why are we spaying the female cats?
It's a good point.
That's a solid point.
There's parts there that they would not want to lose. They may not have bones in them, but they're parts.
I think that if somebody gave me, you know, my choice, I'd choose to... keep those little bits, thank you.
Rather than living a sweet, sweet, comfy life?
Right. Yes, I'd rather have my feral bits and be able to reproduce.
I think there's most men would agree with you.
Yeah, my cats have been... You're making a solid point. My cats, of course, have been spayed and neutered, and, of course, the reason is to keep the cat population down. And it's also nice, from an aesthetic point of view, to not have blood all over the house if you have a female cat, for instance, or have your male cat spraying all over the place. So,
yeah, that's not going to work.
Well, how dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you be so cruel to those little cats? You know what? I think if I lived in Berkeley and I had cats and I had maybe little kittens, maybe I'd take a box full of kittens and drop them off at the people who made this law. Drop them off at their house and say, here, you find homes for these.
There you go.
Let me have them declawed. You find them homes.
Great call tonight, Matt. Thank you for making it. Brilliant point. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. Food fight arrests. And we'll take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.